You are listening to Ron Van Dam, a man who sold his soul for fame and fortune and didn't keep the receipt. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
That's true.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Do you like that sort of thing, really? Well, it doesn't matter. How you doing? Good to be with you. Don't touch me yet, because we have to still keep a little don't touch me. But yet, let's bond verbally, virtually. No touching below the belt. That's a rule on this show. And I'm referring to the feet. Don't touch my feet. I hate to have my feet touched. I don't even like to touch my feet. Thanks for being here. If you have a podiatrist as a specialist, you have foot problems. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why? Why would you go to a podiatrist? I went to a podiatrist once. I walked into the office. The podiatrist sat down in a chair facing me and said, "How can I help you?" And I said, "Well, I've got a little chafing on my foot that should be looked at, but just do me a favor. Don't touch my feet." Some people have a foot fetish, which is, I don't quite understand it, but whatever. I'm the opposite. Don't touch my feet. I think people are wondering, Ron, are you going to make an entire show out of people not touching your feet? Yes. No. Welcome to this show. How are you? Got a special show for you today. We're going to have the return of Barry Shore, who is the ambassador of joy. And every once in a while, it's important to go through a happiness check. Now, I know what you're saying. Ron, how can anybody be happy these days? I poo-poo that. You can be happy all the time. That's pretty much why I do this show. I'll explain that a little bit later. Even though it sounds a bit sarcastic and grumpy, a bit, it's done to entertain you so you can put a little smile on your face. If you don't laugh at life itself, then you're not going to make it through very well, you know? Speed bumps are not to crawl over, they're to jump over. Ooh, Ron, that was really deep coming from you. How did that happen? What, did you have a near-death experience or something? No. Every once in a while, I appreciate this existence. I know we complain about things all the time, and well, we should, because they're not perfect. You shouldn't just sit there and take things that are not to your liking. I get that. But at the same time, man, you gotta put a smile on your face. Do something. So my guest today, every once in a while, reminds us of that, and that'll be coming up shortly. Barry Shore joins us in just a bit. Well, good to see you. Good to see you. I had an ironic experience yesterday, and I wish, by proxy, to tell you about it. I broke my scissors a couple of days ago. I know. Ron, how do you break scissors? I don't know. I don't know how it happened. I picked them up. There's a little screw that holds the two blades together so that you can do the scissor motion, which is why they call it scissors. And the screw came out for some reason. Ron, why don't you just screw the screw back in and you'd have the scissors? It didn't work. It wouldn't go back in. I don't know what the hell was going on with those things, but I threw the scissors out, both of them. Scissors are like pants. You know, there's only, it's a pair of scissors and a pair of pants. You don't buy a pant leg individually. That's great. I have the left pant leg. I'm looking for a store that only sells the right pant leg, because I got a rip in the right pant leg and I'm so damn cheap. I don't want to buy another whole two pants, a pair of pants. I just want the right leg. That's all I want. Is that so hard? So I threw the scissors out, and I went to the store to get scissors. The scissor store, pretty much, is they sell scissors all over the place, in all kinds of stores. But I wanted a good pair of scissors, and I went into a store, and there was a pair of scissors. It was on one of those display units, and buy the scissors in a nice package, bring them home, and I go to use the scissors. And the packaging these days, the plastic packaging is so tightly hermetically sealed. It's like there's gold in there, you know, like these scissors were impossible. It was impossible to open up the container, the plastic container that the scissors, it was like sealed air out of it. So that, I mean, you can't get into this stuff. I tried to rip it. I tried to bite it. I tried to dig. I got a knife and tried to slice through the plastic. I don't know what this plastic was made of. It came from Krypton or something. I don't know where the hell this thing is. And then I said to myself, and this is the irony of my entire story. I said to myself, well, how am I going to open up this package so I can get the scissors out? I wish I had a pair of scissors. The irony, the only thing that will get the scissors out of the hermetically sealed package is another pair of scissors. And that's why I bought them. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, always have an extra pair of scissors in the package standing by. And open it up beforehand, because you won't be able to open it without a pair of scissors. That's why you bought the scissors, but the scissors in the package can't open it with scissors. Sounded a bit like Bill Cosby there, didn't I? Can't open this with a pair of scissors. There's jello. You get the jello. You got other scissors. Wonder what Bill's doing these days. I think he's still in jail, in a prison, entertaining the prisoners, apparently. What a sad story. What a sad story, man. An icon in the industry of comedy, and then... Yeah, doing the, you know, back in the day, Bill Cosby figured, well, you know, drugging girls and, you know, touching them was perfectly fine. It was the 60s. What's your problem? Oh, Bill. I remember in an interview on 60 Minutes, it was about like 15 years ago, somewhere at the turn of the century. Some of you weren't born yet, actually. I feel like none of you were born yet. Turn to Sanchez, 60 Minutes, they did this thing with Bill Cosby. They sat him down, they talked about comedy, and he said, I like clean comedy, I don't tell dirty jokes. And he didn't. He was like a great, clean comedian, which I totally respect. Totally respect. And he was talking about his wife, and they were sitting there, and he was saying how much he loved his wife, and he was getting older, and he was just waiting, you know, for the day when they could just sit back and relax, and he could spend the rest of his final years, you know, just sitting with his wife and just sitting back and enjoying life. Bill, didn't work out like that. You're not sitting back with your wife. You're sitting back with Bubba Joe on a steel bench, in a cement-walled room with one toilet. Oh, my God, Bill, what happened? Bill. He just wanted to sit back with his wife, Camille, and spend their final days together, the final segment of their life. Bill, how sad that was. I remember, that interview just pops right into my mind. What a stream of consciousness I have going on up there, huh? Does your mind run around like that, like my mind does, or is there something wrong with me? Yeah, I think yours is crazy too. I really do. Finally, I did open the package of scissors, but it was like I almost chopped my fingers off because I had to find a real sharp knife and jab that sucker through, and that's dangerous to do. Don't do that. Killing yourself. How did he die? Oh, it was a horrible tragedy. He was trying to get scissors out of a package. It was the last thing he tried to do. Oh, that's so sad. It is sad. How you doing, by the way? As I've said so many times, I'm actually getting sick of saying this, but this is the only talk show that I actually take a moment during the program and I talk to you. I ask how you're doing. Supposedly and visually because I care, but in the real world, let's face it, I'm just kissing your ass so that you'll listen to the show more. I mean, come on, let's be honest. No, I really do care how you feel, and I do care about your health, because if you get sick and you can't listen to the show anymore, that hurts me. Numbers-wise, I get paid by the numbers and the interviews and all that. I won't get into my payment history here, but the fact that you listen on a regular basis is very, very important to me. So important that I'm telling you that it is. Okay, my guest is coming up momentarily. Barry Shore is here. He is like, oh, he's a breath of fresh air. Barry's going to tell you, about his background. And you would think, wow, a guy that happy who promotes joy and happiness, he must have had a really great life, and good for him that he's able to feel this way. No, you're wrong. Barry actually had a very tumultuous situation in his life, which would take most people and just put them into stress and anxiety and sadness and depression. That would be the natural path. But Barry, in his strength, said, no, I'm going to use the power of joy to get myself above all of this stuff. And he'll tell you what that stuff was. And there he sits, and he just makes us all feel real good. I applaud that. I think that's it's a God-given talent. Pass it on. Make people feel good. Talk about that on the show all the time. Make them feel good, even if you have to exaggerate a lot. The purpose is to make somebody feel good about themselves, put a smile on their face. That's worth it. It's worth it. Yeah. And as I've said so many times on this show, I every once in a while, I'll hang out with somebody who's just really happy. I mean, normally I can't stand that. I mean, as I said, when I was younger, I used to date cheerleaders for that very reason. I just thought being around a happy person for a couple of hours here and there was a good thing. And it was when I would feel good about being with this happy person. There was a point, I must say, after a certain period of time where I couldn't wait to get away from the happy person because it's like too much of anything is not good. But you need these little booster shots of happiness. That's what they are, booster shots of happiness. It's important. See, I have a fun time with life. I do, because it makes so much no sense. People do the craziest thing. Our society has put us in a spot that is absolutely absurd at times. You can look at any given situation and just kind of sit back and make a joke about it and laugh. Is the glass half empty? Half full? My answer? Why am I dealing with that? Why would I ever have half of anything? Fill it up, baby. Fill it up to the top and we won't have to have this problem. You won't have to ask this question. Keep it filled up all the time. I went to a restaurant yesterday. I know. I'm able to do this now. I can't believe it. I was sitting in a restaurant. The server comes over. A lovely, lovely woman. Lovely woman. And she said, what would you like to drink? And I said, do you have any unsweetened iced tea? You know? And she said, yes, we do. I said, oh, great. She came back with this iced tea. It was refreshing and wonderful. Put a slice of lemon in it, and just, you know, remember that Lipton iced tea commercial, or was it Nest Tea? It was Nest Tea, I think, where they had this big in-ground pool. Somebody was doing really well financially. Big in-ground pool, and this guy, fully dressed, leans backwards and just splashes himself into the pool, refreshing, water spurting up. He drowns. No, he doesn't drown. He's totally refreshed, and that's what iced tea, and that commercial worked for me, because that's what iced tea is to me, refreshing, like you've just taken a dip into the pool on a hot day. Very effective commercial. One of the few effective commercials I've ever seen. So she brings me the iced tea. I down that sucker really fast because it was so enjoyable. She's passing by the table, looks at me, looks at my glass, and comes back with a pitcher of more iced tea and just pours it in there. And I didn't even ask for another one. I wasn't charged for another one. She just kept that glass as full as possible all the time during my visit in that restaurant. I tipped that lady. I bought her a house and a car. I mean, whoa, that's service. You, lady, made me happy by keeping my glass full through the entire experience. Free refills, apparently. I mean, it wasn't a cheap restaurant where there was a sign out front that said free refills on your beverages. No, no sign. It's just what they did. I appreciated that. Small things in life, I appreciate it. So no glass half empty, half full. Keep it full all the time, and we won't have to go through this. It's annoying. And when the check came, I call it the invoice. When the food invoice came, I tipped her really well. I really did. These people, they're working to keep their family afloat. They walk into the restaurant. They don't know any given day how much they're going to make because she depends on tips. He depends on tips. They depend on tips. They don't know how generous anybody's going to be or how stiff they're going to be. 10%, 15%, that sucks. It's not enough. It's not enough. Tip them more than that. It's how they make their living. If you've got enough money to sit there in a restaurant and stuff your face, you got enough money to help somebody out who's working hard to make sure that your experience is enjoyable. That's worth something. It's worth more than a thank you. You make that tip a little bit larger than usual. Yeah, you'll feel better about yourself, but that's selfish. But sure, okay, that's good. That's a win-win. Because the other person's going to feel real good too. Wow, that was nice. He's a nice man. I'd like to take him home and have wild, passionate sex with him. You see, it's worth it. It's worth the tip. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Barry Shore is going to join us at this particular time, at this particular juncture. He's the ambassador of joy.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style.
It's time for the Ambassador of Joy. Here he is, Barry Shore. How you doing, Barry?
Good morning, wonderful Ron, and the thousands and tens of thousands of people that are listening to you and to me. Good morning. Make it a great day, you fabulous, amazing, bountiful beings and good-looking people. Now, Ron, how can I make the categorical statement that everybody that's listening is good-looking? Because by definition, if they tuned in to listen to you, they're always looking for and finding the good. That's a good-looking person, looking for and finding the good in life.
And that's why they call him the ambassador of joy. There you go. There's your example. As a matter of fact, this is a true story. Barry actually went to see the presidents there, Mount Rushmore, and he looked up at Mount Rushmore, and then when he looked back, all the presidents were smiling. All of the facial expressions on the mountain had changed. It was incredible.
Isn't it wonderful? The stone faces turned Christmas. By the way, I did that in Vermont also. Do you remember the famous?
Yes. The old man in the mountain or something like that?
Yeah, you see, I'm a New Englander by birth, so I can mention. Yeah. That's how I started, by the way. I cut my teeth on that one.
Yeah, I bet you did. Now you're in sunny
California. Fun to laugh. That's a great thing. Right, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I laugh every once in a while. I think it's every 6 years. No, I don't. That's not true. The book is.
You are a laughing person because you understand that laughter is an essential element of living life to the full. If you're not laughing every day, I mean literally, if you have to tickle yourself, I don't care what it is, laughter is an essential aspect of learning to live in joy daily, which I talk about in my book, the best book written in the 21st century. That's the quote from a famous magazine. Mm. The best book written on the subject of joy in the 21st century, called The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. And I'm happy to announce it on Ron's program because he touches hundreds of thousands of people.
I'm touching them. I mean, in a spiritual, in a spiritual way.
Yeah, that's not an unwarranted touch. Is
right,
it?
That's correct. Yes. So, what is the offer?
Oh, so there's two pieces to the offer. Actually, there's three. Okay. From now, whatever now is, until May 18th, you can get the book for either, it's an ebook for 99 cents, or you can even get it for free. There's a way, just click and get the book free also. So either 99 cents or free, your choice, but the important thing is get it. After that, the price will be higher, but the point is the value is increasing. See, when you get the book, taking action, that's the most important thing, because the book details 11 strategies for learning how to live in joy daily, no matter the circumstances. Now, Ron, should I tell people about circumstances in my life to give me the bona fides to speak about this?
I think it's an impressive idea. Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so let's do that. So imagine everybody standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital totally, completely paralyzed, and it's not from an automobile accident, it's not a spinal injury, a rare disease that I never heard of the day before takes over my body, and I am a quadriplegic at night. Wow. And I was now 144 days in the hospital. I'm in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I can't turn over by myself. I'm in a wheelchair for 4 years. I have braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that's progress. Thank God today, Ron, I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. Mm-hmm. So I'm a triped, not a biped. Mm-hmm. I still can't walk up the stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you hear my voice.
He's happy.
Positive. Purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. And by the way, it's all because of one word, which I detail in the book. One word makes all the difference in your life. And the word is, drum roll, fanfare, smile.
Smile.
Come on, what are you talking about, Mr. Shore? Smile is an acronym that stands for seeing miracles in life every day.
There you go.
I got out of bed today. It's a miracle.
Well, now you know. Now you get it. Now you know why he's known as the ambassador of joy. That's almost why I do this show. I introduce humor every weekday on the program with a new show every weekday, and it's to make us laugh and sit back and just feel even if you're complaining about something. You can do it by smiling and making fun of it. Nothing's that serious that you can't make fun. Well, there are a couple of things actually, but that's it. I mean, you've got to no matter what things are, you've just got to sit back and laugh every once in a while.
So let me share with you some. And Ron, you've asked the question before we even got on the air. Mm-hmm. You said, Barry, what is joy? Mm-hmm. So for me, a simple one that I do for myself every day, I sing it like this: You've got to dance daily, even hourly. Sing a joyful tune and laugh out loud. That's the meaning of, that's the feeling of joy. absolutely.
Wow. This is like it's like a whole nightclub act.
Well, thank you. Speaking of that, I know that you wanted me to talk about dog poop, so should we do it now?
Yes, let's. That's what I live for.
Well, everybody, most everybody in America knows, in the world, knows about dog poop.
Yes, they do.
But what you don't know, and this is one of the three fundamentals of life, the three fundamentals are, number one, life has purpose. Your life has purpose. Number two, when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, MAD in this case is a great acronym. It stands for make a difference. Yes, every single person can make a difference when you're thinking and good, speaking and good and doing good. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words. So an everyday word is dog poop, or two words. But here's what you do. You want to uncover the secrets and the power. Dog poop acronym stands for doing of good, power of one person. One person. You are a poop. Power of one person, doing of good, you make a difference in the world. Your energy reverberates, vibrates, and channels itself out in never-ending ripples touching every other person in the world. So we urge you, doing of good, and smile, point a finger to people and say, F you, everybody. But you got to remember, add capital N, capital N after that. But people say, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, Ron. It's F-U, capital N, capital N. So point your finger and say, what happened? To people later, say, they say, where'd you get that? And say, hey, Ron Van Dam had this guy, Barry Shore, and he tells everybody to F-U, capital N. And then add dog poop. And they'll say, oh, where do you hear that? Ron Van Dam, he's the greatest.
Funny. You know, I often tell the story, and we've talked about this before. When you're walking down the street and someone's coming in the other direction and they smile at you, you feel good the whole day. And not even a word is spoken, and yet that smile from a complete stranger just for a second is enough. It's everything.
It is a drink of ambrosia.
There you go.
Wow. See, I can only talk about that with Ron Van Dam because he's a classical literature man. He loves the depth of beauty of learning and expounding and sharing with people the joy of living. And, of course, it's available in the best book ever written on the joy of living by Barry Shore, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. Should we give him a website to find
it? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. www, which stands, of course, for What a Wonderful World.
Of course, yes.
BarryShore.com. BarryShore. BarryShore.com. Go there. You can even go on the site /book and you'll find it, or just go to the main page on BarryShore.com. It's there for you.
It's there.
Everybody should read it and use it and tell their friends.
And you know, if you go to the site and then you go like a little bit later, a couple of days later, it could be something else there that wasn't there before. You never know. It's a ever-moving thing. You do a podcast too, don't you?
We do a podcast, thank God, that's listened by hundreds of thousands of people around the world, downloaded over 2 million times. And yes, thank God, we used to do the Borscht Belt, but nobody even knows what Borscht is anymore.
I do. Yeah.
I know you, that's right. But we just do the belt these days, and it holds,
right.
up,
it holds up your pants.
Yeah, but we just keep moving forward. And the essence of these 11 strategies is that they're practical, useful, easy. A few minutes, for instance, one of them is become a joy generator. I have a video on the site. It's free. Again, go to the page, www.barryshore.com. You'll play around. You look. There's a video of me showing people how to become a joy generator in 55 seconds, Ron. Not only will it help you, but it'll help everybody you know, help your family, your friends, and therefore influence people. They'll say, wow, what happened to you? Said, I'm mad. Mad? What does that mean? I make a difference in life. Wow, how do you do that? I'm a joy generator.
Yes, he is. That's amazing. So once again, it's Barry Shore, BarryShore. Just remember that, and you can Google that all over the place or throw a .com on it or whatever, and you'll find him. Barry, I'd like to have you as a frequent guest on the program. Every once in a while, we'll check in with you and say hello. Is that all right with you?
Actually, not, Ron. So the simple answer is yes. Thank you for the invitation.
Not.
I trust that you'll get good input from people saying, hey, let's get Barry Shore back and he can teach us how to do F you to the world.
Yes.
And dog poop. And I have more. Now, by the way, Ron, remind me on this one.
Yes.
Next time we're on the show together, we're going to talk about becoming a porn star.
Oh, yes. Again? All right.
Well, we didn't talk too much about your past.
Yeah, right. All right. I guess I can do it again. All right. So visit the website. There is a special offer going on until the 18th of May, is it?
That's correct. But after that, the special offer is still a special offer.
You never know. But, yeah.
Yeah. You never know.
Still
what
get the
happen.
Book. You can still get the book. That's the special offer. Okay.
Use it and just live life to the full. May I share with everybody a blessing before we go?
Please.
Okay. Live exuberantly. Go forth. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you got a standing ovation this time, Barry.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Okay. Well, next time I hope it's SRO.
That'll stand for something else, I'm sure. Have yourself a wonderful time. Thanks again.
And always a delight and a pleasure to be with Ron Van Dam and all you hundreds of thousands. Remember, you're good looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Make it a great one.
Well, there you have it for today. Thank you, Barry. You're a wonderful man. Hope that just brought a little smile to your face, brought one to mine. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I know. How does Ron do it? I don't know. I can't figure it out. I just can't. I'm the one that's doing it and I can't figure it out. Have yourself a wonderful day. Make it that way, and it shall be. I wish you peace.